Yeah, as crazy as it sounds, you know, I think we just keep our heads down, take it one game at a time, start putting some wins together. You know, who knows how this thing can end up. So, you know, I think our focus right now is forget about everything. Let's just take it one game at a time, and let's just focus on the task at hand right now, and let's see where we end up.
I think from the fans' perspective, it's still hard to believe that the Chiefs are leading this division, but from what you've seen, are they as good as that record shows?
Yeah, they're a pretty good football team. Just watching them on offense, they obviously do a great job running the ball, number one in the NFL. And they work well together is what I noticed. That's what sticks out to me. The offensive line is very cohesive in how they do everything. And, you know, it's obviously going to be a big challenge for us.
Hey, Justin, with obviously the mentor coordinating their offense now, Charlie Weiss, Josh coaching you. Is there any similarities between the two, or is Josh branched off his own way because obviously practice against the offense?
I guess you could probably draw some kind of similarities, but I think Josh has his own style of how he does everything, and I'm sure Charlie has his. So I'd say, you know, I'm sure they've learned things from each other, and I'm sure Josh maybe learned things from Charlie, but, you know, Josh, he has a brilliant football mind, you know, and he's got his own thing.
Joseph, you guys kind of draw the line in the sand, first half gone, second half kind of a new?
I think you have to, you know. It's obviously, we're not where we want to be, you know, and it's very disappointing. And sometimes that's life, you know, things don't go how you want them to go. And, you know, what we have to do is keep our heads down, keep fighting, and keep swinging. And hopefully the ball bounce our way one of these days. And, you know, let's get some wins and stack them up.
You run into another pretty darn good running attack.
Yeah, it seems like that every week. But, you know, that's a challenge, and that's what it's all about in this business. And, you know, if you're a competitor, you should welcome these challenges and see how you stack up.
Is it just a question of fighting harder, or do you need to change something to be more effective against the run?
You know, there's so many ways you could look at it. You know, there's times we've played phenomenal against the run. You know, I think, you know, if I took a look at it, I'd say we just need to be more consistent and stick with it. It's looking at a weird stat. We've had more running attempts against us than any other team in the NFL. So right there, it kind of tells you the game's always been close. Teams are sticking with the run. And, you know, maybe we're doing good in the first three quarters against the run. Maybe that fourth quarter starts coming out. So, you know, I think the thing is just staying focused, you know, staying consistent and, you know, playing as hard as you can.
Can you put on your CU hat and say who you'd like to see run the show at Boulder?
I don't know. I got a few guys that I wouldn't mind seeing in there, but I'll have to wait and see on that.
Mac one of them?
Mac would be one of them, of course. You know, the guy, still sharp as a tack, and I saw him a few weeks ago, and he's full of energy, and, you know, who knows, a couple other guys that I think are good candidates. I think John Embry's one. I think Eric Bieniemy. Name's been thrown out there, but, you know, I know Eric, and he's passionate, he's tough, and I think he'd exude some toughness over there, and I think he knows how to recruit the kids, and you know, he cares, and that's the main thing. You know, this guy will give it everything he's got. So, and obviously there's more candidates, you know, but if I just had to think off the top of my head, those are guys that I know personally that I think would be good.
But you're saying all bus. Is it important to bring in a guy with connections, not an outside again?
I think maybe I'm biased because I'm a buff, you know. I think, you know, we have guys, to me, that's important, but that's not necessarily, it doesn't have to be that way. It doesn't really matter. I mean, there's coaches that are establishing great programs across the country, and they had nothing to do with that program. So I don't think it so much as matters as much as it maybe it does to certain alumni. You know, I don't know. But, you know, who knows? Hopefully we get the right guy in there and turn it around because it's a great university and a great place. And there's no reason why it shouldn't be a top-tier program.
Did you see a scenario where McCartney comes in and then brings in a Bieniemy, like a coach in waiting type of thing for a couple of years and then give him the reins?
Maybe, you know, I think that's a possibility. You know, right now, you know, we're all sitting here having these grand ideas and all these thoughts on what we think is going to happen. But, you know, that could always be a possibility.
Are you glad to see the ball rolling at least things change?
I am. You know, I think it's unfortunate for the kids. You know, you get to see them go through all that. But, you know, it's just the way it goes. And that's the way it goes in college football world and the NFL world. And that's life. But something's got to happen. Something's got to change, obviously, and it needs to start going in the right direction.
See, Coach thinks you guys are better fit as a 3-4. That's what you ran during the off season and training camp. Because of circumstance, it's kind of gone more 4-3 oriented because of the injuries. Would you like to see it go back? Or do you think that it's the best chance of success?
I think we practiced it the most. You know, it's just we've had some tough losses. You know, so we've had to make certain adjustments. You know, during the season, and you know, who knows? I think the bottom line is whatever we're doing, whatever we're in, we need to be consistent at it, and you know, focus, play in and play out, and just do the job that needs to get done.